Coffee Break German, Season 2, Lesson 12. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
And we're very happy to be here once again with you for another episode of Coffee Break German. Also, Andrea, wie geht's?
Mir geht es fantastisch. Und dir, Marc?
Ja, mir geht's sehr gut, danke. Also, Andrea, was machen wir heute?
Heute schauen wir uns Verben, die mit das gehen, an. So we look at verbs that we can use with the das structure that we looked at the last time.
So these are in addition to the wanting and demanding and all that kind of
thing.
Yes,
this das structure is used very often in German with a variety of verbs.
Of course, if this happens to be the first ever lesson that you've listened to of Coffee Break German, then you should know that you can go right back to the beginning and learn German with us. And you can find out all about that at coffeebreakgerman.com. Also, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit. Und du?
Ja, ich bin bereit. And I hope that all our listeners are ready. Los geht's!
So, Mark, you said, I hope that our listeners are ready.
Yeah.
I can say this in German.
Oh, okay, carry on.
Ich hoffe, dass die Zuhörer bereit sind.
So that works the same way as I would like you to do something.
Genau.
I hope that our listeners are ready. Ich hoffe, dass unsere Zuhörer bereit sind.
Genau, sehr gut.
And bereit doesn't change there. It's just the normal adjective.
Yes, of course. Okay. Because it's after the noun.
Okay, so ich hoffe, dass unsere Zuhörer bereit sind.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, so last time we were looking at a group of verbs. Can you remind us about them?
Yes, they are verbs that express a demand or a wish. Mm-hmm. Möchten, wollen, verlangen und erwarten.
So that's to would like,
yeah.
To want,
yeah.
To
demand,
and to expect.
Yes.
Okay.
So I could make another example.
Bitte schön.
Ich möchte, dass du mir ein Glas Wasser bringst.
Jetzt?
Natürlich.
Okay.
Sofort.
Just a moment. Okay, so you would like me to bring you a glass of water. Mm-hmm. Du möchtest, dass ich dir ein Glas Wasser bringe.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Okay, so the conjugated verb, I would like you to bring me a glass of water. Okay.
So, but we can use other verbs with the same structure, and we saw one with the verb hoffen.
Mm-hmm.
And we can express thoughts and beliefs and hopes with this structure.
Can you give us some examples then?
Yes, I could maybe use the verb denken.
To think?
Yes. Ich denke, dass Deutsch eine wunderbare Sprache ist.
So your verb is going to the end again, just like mm-hmm. in all of these constructions. I think that German a wonderful language is.
Genau.
I think that German is a wonderful language. Ich denke, dass Deutsch eine wunderbare Sprache ist.
Super.
Okay.
Then we could look at the verb glauben.
Is that to believe?
Yes. Ich glaube, dass morgen die Sonne scheint.
Oh, let's hope so. I believe that tomorrow the sun is shining. The sun
genau,
will shine.
Genau.
Ich glaube, dass morgen die Sonne scheint.
Super.
Can I ask, with glauben, can you use glauben in the sense of a spiritual belief?
Ja, natürlich. You can use glauben to express spiritual belief, but also to express faith that you have in a person.
Oh, right, like I believe in you, that kind
genau.
Of thing.
Genau, ich glaube an dich, oder ich glaube an dich.
What's the preposition?
An.
An, ich glaube an dich. Okay, right, so we've mentioned denken, glauben, anything else in this group of verbs?
Mm-hmm. If we express our opinion, finden.
So I find something,
yes.
Something, okay.
Ich finde, dass dieses Hotel sehr teuer ist.
That's because of the big famous bet and so on, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I find that this hotel very expensive is.
Genau.
Ich finde, dass dieses Hotel sehr teuer ist. And of course, we've already seen ich hoffe.
Genau, ja. So, ich hoffe, dass mein Mann einkauft.
You hope that your husband does the shopping.
Yeah, I don't have time today.
Okay. And einkaufen is that like doing the weekly shopping, that kind of thing?
Yes, einkaufen is to shop at the supermarket. It could be also in a clothes shop.
Okay.
But in general, if we use it as a sentence, it's implied that it's the supermarket.
The supermarket or the...
The discounter.
Okay, ich hoffe, dass mein Mann einkauft. Okay, another question. I've always got questions here, but one question is again about how these are written down. Can I check that after all of these, ich glaube, ich finde, ich denke, ich hoffe, am I right in thinking that there would be a comma?
Ja, genau. Vor das ein Komma.
Okay, so this is where we're separating the clauses. Ich hoffe, Komma. Dass mein Mann einkauft. Oder
genau.
Ich finde, dass dieses Hotel sehr teuer ist.
Ja.
Okay. Now, again, another question. What happens if things are in the negative? So, for example, if I were to say, which I would never say, obviously, but I don't think that German is a wonderful language.
Yes, I pretend to not hear this.
Of course.
Ich denke nicht, dass Deutsch eine wunderbare Sprache ist.
So we make the negative part the first part.
Yes.
Ich denke nicht, dass Deutsch eine wunderbare Sprache ist. Okay, and what was your other example? You talked about the sun shining.
Yes. I said earlier, ich glaube, dass morgen die Sonne scheint.
So could we say, ich glaube nicht, dass morgen die Sonne scheint.
Genau, sehr gut.
And the comma is coming after the nicht.
Genau.
Ich komme nicht, Komma. Dass morgen die Sonne scheint. Okay.
Genau.
Could we ever say something like, ich glaube, dass morgen die Sonne scheint nicht?
Ich glaube, dass morgen die Sonne nicht scheint.
Ah.
But the position of nicht is really quite complicated in German.
Okay.
And I think we should keep it simple today.
I totally agree. So, ich glaube nicht, dass wir über diese Möglichkeiten sprechen.
Heute nicht.
Heute
nein.
Nicht. I don't think we should speak about these possibilities. Yeah. Okay. So your examples. Ich denke nicht, dass Deutsch eine wunderbare Sprache ist, und ich glaube nicht, dass morgen die Sonne scheint.
Genau.
Okay. Now, if believing takes this system, this construction.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, comma, that tomorrow the sun shines.
Mm-hmm.
Does the same thing happen if you know something to be the case?
Natürlich.
Okay.
So zum Beispiel, ich weiß, dass Berlin schön ist.
Okay, so I know, ich weiß, that Berlin is beautiful.
Sehr gut.
Ich weiß, dass Berlin schön ist. Okay, so with all of these verbs, ich weiß, these are verbs of what you know, but mm-hmm. they're also verbs of what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Ich denke, ich
mm-hmm.
glaube, and what you hope, ich hoffe. And all of these are going to be followed in our subordinate clause at the very end with a normal verb.
Ja, genau.
Okay, so once again, those of you who have learned French or other languages that you are worried about subjunctives and everything, we don't need to worry in this situation about that in German.
No.
Ausgezeichnet.
However, Mark, wissen is not an easy verb to conjugate. Do you know how to conjugate it?
I'll have a go. Ich weiß.
Ja.
Du weißt.
Sehr gut.
Er, sie, es weiß.
Ja.
Then wir wissen.
Mhm.
Ihr weißt.
Ihr wisst.
Ihr wisst. Und sie wissen.
Sehr gut, super.
Ich weiß, du weißt, er, sie, es weiß. Wir wissen, ihr wisst. Sie wissen.
Super.
Okay. Right. I think what we'll do is just pause there for mm-hmm. a little break. And after the break, we'll come back with some more practice of all of these verbs and perhaps some other verbs that work in the same way.
Yes, we have a few more verbs.
Okay, let's take a short break. We will be back very soon.
Yeah. Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Okay, before the break we were talking about the verb wissen, to know. And I am guessing that there are some other verbs that fall into the same category.
Yes, the verbs that express our senses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sehen.
To see.
Hören.
To hear.
Fühlen.
To feel.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can use the same structure. We've got ich fühle, I feel that, mm-hmm. such and such. So,
zum Beispiel, ich fühle, dass es warm ist.
I feel that it's warm.
Genau.
I feel that it warm is. Mm-hmm. Ich fühle, dass es warm ist. Mm-hmm.
Genau.
Okay. How would we use it with sehen?
Sehen, zum Beispiel, ich sehe, dass du deine Hausaufgaben machst.
I see that you are doing your homework.
Genau.
Ich sehe, dass du deine Hausaufgaben machst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Sehen, ich sehe, du siehst.
Sieht.
Wir sehen, ihr seht.
Ja.
Sie sehen.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay. And fühlen is regular?
Ist regelmäßig, ja.
Ich fühle, du fühlst, es fühlt.
Ja.
Wir fühlen, ihr fühlt, sie fühlen.
Genau, sehr, sehr gut.
Okay, what else?
Wir können noch ein Beispiel mit hören.
Ja.
Zum Beispiel, ich höre, dass das Telefon klingelt.
Okay, so you hear that the phone is ringing.
Genau.
Ich höre, dass das Telefon klingelt.
Super.
Can you use that also in the sense of, oh, I hear that something's going on next door or something?
Natürlich, natürlich. Ich höre, dass Frau Müller einen neuen Freund hat.
Ah, sehr interessant.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear that Mrs. Müller has got a new man, a new
ja,
boyfriend.
Ja, genau, sehr gut.
Okay, ich höre, dass, Frau Müller einen neuen Freund hat.
Super.
So there we've got the accusative case because it's the object of Frau Müller's desires, perhaps.
Well, yes, it's just because it's much more innocent. It's just the verb haben.
Okay.
That requires the accusative.
My mind is running away with myself. Okay. Let's come back to our verbs. We've seen sehen, hören, fühlen. We've seen wissen.
Yeah, but also verbs of verbal expression. Like, for example,
that?
Sagen.
All right, so to say.
Yeah.
Okay, can you give us an example there?
Ja, klar. Fritz sagt, dass täglich seine Hausaufgaben macht.
Can we hear that one again?
Fritz sagt, dass täglich seine Hausaufgaben macht.
So Fritz says that he daily his homework does.
Genau.
He does his homework every day. Fritz sagt, dass täglich seine Hausaufgaben macht.
Super.
Okay, so what other verbs fall into this category?
Zum Beispiel schreien.
Schreien.
It's when you talk very, very, very loudly.
To shout.
To shout.
To shout, okay. So when you say verbal expression, you mean basically anything that comes out of your mouth?
Yes.
Okay, so schreien, can you give us an example with schreien?
Of course. Der Fischer schreit, dass heute der Fisch billig ist.
Oh, right. Okay, so the fishmonger there, der Fischer.
Der Fischer is actually the fisherman.
Oh, the fisherman. Okay.
Yeah.
So the fisherman is shouting mm-hmm. that today the fish is cheap.
Genau, super.
Okay. And what else?
Wir haben noch das Gegenteil, the opposite of schreien.
Okay, which would be to whisper, I guess.
Ja, genau. Flüstern.
Oh, I like that word. Flüstern. Okay.
Genau. So wir können sagen, Thomas flüstert, dass Lisa liebt.
Oh, here we're getting more gossip.
Aha.
Thomas whispers that he loves Lisa.
Genau, sehr gut.
Thomas flüstert, dass Lisa liebt.
Super.
If someone were singing something.
Yes, we could do this. Zum Beispiel, ich singe, dass ich glücklich bin.
Okay, I sing that I'm happy.
Genau.
Okay, it's the same construction each time. Ich singe, dass ich, what did you say?
Glücklich bin.
And the verb is going to the end, the conjugated verb to the end. Okay, I think it's time to put some of this to the test. And Andrea has some translation sentences for us here. And she'll give us the phrases and we'll leave some time for you all to think about it. And then we'll come up, well, I'll try and come up with my answer. It gives me time to think about it too.
Genau, and let's start with the German sentences.
Okay.
To be translated into English. Nummer eins. Andrea denkt, dass Mark gut Deutsch spricht.
Okay, Andrea denkt, dass Mark gut Deutsch spricht. Andrea thinks that Mark speaks good German?
Ja, genau, super.
Okay, Nummer zwei, bitte.
Frederik hört, dass der Hund bellt.
Can we hear that one again, please?
Frederik hört, dass der Hund bellt.
Okay, a little bit of guesswork here. Does this mean that Frederick hears that the dog is barking?
Genau.
So bellt.
Bellen is the verb in the infinitive and it's a regular.
Mm-hmm.
Ich belle, du bellst, er, sie, es bellt, wir bellen, ihr bellt, sie bellen.
Okay, bellen. So Frederick hört, dass der Hund bellt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on.
Nummer drei. Natascha glaubt, dass Hans sie liebt.
Oh, some gossip there.
Mm-hmm.
Natascha glaubt, dass Hans sie liebt. Okay, I think you're saying that Natascha believes that Hans loves her.
Genau.
Hans sie liebt. Okay, and number four.
Philipp weiß nicht, dass der Zug um drei ankommt.
One more time.
Philipp weiß nicht, dass der Zug um drei ankommt.
Okay, Philipp doesn't know that the train arrives at three.
Genau.
Okay. That's different from Philip doesn't know if the train arrives at three.
Exactly. And we would use a different word. We wouldn't use das. Okay. We would use ob.
Okay. So Philip weiß nicht, ob der Zug kommt, der Zug um drei ankommt.
Genau.
He doesn't know if the train arrives at three. We'll leave that just now.
Yes, you see, there will be many other instances where we encounter these subordinate clauses.
Okay, let's leave that for now. Let's stick to das. And what we're saying there, Philipp weiß nicht, dass der Zug um drei ankommt. Philipp doesn't know that the train arrives at three.
Genau.
Okay.
Er denkt, dass der Zug um zwei ankommt.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so he thinks that the train arrives at two. He doesn't know that it arrives at three.
Genau.
Okay. I hope it doesn't arrive later than he expects, nonetheless. Okay, let's go on to sentences from English into German now.
Good. Tamara knows that Munich is a beautiful city.
Okay, so to begin with, I'll put this into Denglish. Tamara knows that Munich a beautiful city is.
Mm-hmm.
So Tamara weiß, yeah?
Ja.
Dass München eine schöne Stadt ist.
Super.
Tamara weiß, dass München eine schöne Stadt ist.
Sehr gut.
Okay. Nummer 6.
Fabian says that he gets up early.
Okay. We need to remember what happens with the separable verb with the subordinate clause.
Mm-hmm.
Fabian says that he gets up early. Would this one be Fabian sagt, dass früh aufsteht?
Sehr, sehr gut.
So we don't need to worry about the separable verb because it's in the subordinate clause.
Genau.
Fabian sagt, dass früh aufsteht.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, Nummer 7.
And the Müller family believes their dog is clever.
Okay, is the family feminine?
Yeah.
Die Familie.
Yeah.
So, and it takes a singular verb.
Yes.
Okay, so die Familie Müller glaubt, dass their dog.
Ihr
Hund. Clever is.
Klug
ist. Okay. So, die Familie Müller glaubt, dass ihr Hund klug ist.
Sehr gut.
Okay, one last one.
I have more gossip for you, Mark.
Oh, right, okay.
I hear that he bought an expensive car.
Okay, this one's a little more tricky because we're talking about the past. Ich höre, dass ein teures Auto gekauft hat.
Sehr gut, fantastisch, Mark.
I wasn't sure about the gekauft hat.
Yes, because it's really a tricky one, and we're going to discuss this in more detail later in German Coffee Break.
Okay.
Two.
So, ich glaube, dass ein teures Auto, because it's a das word, gekauft hat.
Ja, genau.
Okay.
Well done.
We'll just leave it at that for now.
We'll leave it for that, but maybe it inspires some of our listeners
to keep listening. We'll come back to that in a later lesson. We promise. Okay, that is where we're going to leave it for this episode. But of course, we'd like to remind you that you can get more access to Coffee Break German and take your learning a stage further with our bonus materials. And they feature a video version of all the lessons where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen and indeed the lesson notes and the bonus audio materials. You can find out all you need to know about all of that at coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
Yes, and this week we'd really like to ask you a favor. Wir hoffen, dass dir Coffee Break German gefällt und wir möchten, dass du einen Kommentar auf iTunes schreibst. Did you get that? We hope that you're enjoying Coffee Break German and we would love you to leave a review on iTunes. This lets us know what you think and it also helps other German learners to find Coffee Break German.
To do just that, just head over to iTunes or use your podcasts app and leave a review. And equally, if you're using another podcast app, then you can find the review section there and let other listeners and us know what you think. We will be back again soon with more Coffee Break German for you. But for now, we'd like to say vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.